From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Secretary of the Army has resigned. Francis Harvey stepped down today, just one day after he fired the Army General in charge of the Walter Reed Army Medical Center here in Washington, D.C. Defense Secretary Robert Gates made the announcement today at the Pentagon.
I am disappointed that some in the Army have not adequately appreciated the seriousness of the situation pertaining to outpatient care at Walter Reed. Some have shown too much defensiveness and have not shown enough focus on digging into and addressing the problems. Also, I am concerned that some do not properly understand the need to communicate to the wounded and their families that we have no higher priority than their care, and that addressing their concerns about the quality of their outpatient experience is critically important. Our wounded soldiers and their families have sacrificed much, and they deserve the best we can offer.
NPR's Guy Raz has been following the story. He joins us now. And Guy, yesterday there was the news that Major General George Waitman had been relieved of his command. Now news that the Secretary of the Army has stepped down. Was this a surprise?
It was a surprise, actually, because, as you say, yesterday Francis Harvey, the civilian Secretary of the Army, was the guy who fired Major General George Waitman, the commander of Walter Reed Hospital. And today, of course, Francis Harvey resigns. It's pretty clear he was asked to resign. Harvey is one of three civilian secretaries. Each service branch, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, has a civilian secretary, and they essentially are all civilians who report directly to the Secretary of Defense. He was a political appointee appointed by President Bush, so it seemed as if his position would have been safe. So it has really come as something of a surprise.
And Guy, all of this shakeup comes after a series of reports in the Washington Post about outpatient conditions at Walter Reed.
Right. The Washington Post had spent 4 months investigating conditions at some of the outpatient facilities at Walter Reed, and what the reporters discovered, aside from substandard housing, was this bureaucratic maze of medical paperwork that these wounded Iraq vets had to fill out just to see doctors. And a lot of these wounded vets, of course, suffered traumatic injuries and many from severe psychological trauma.
News today, Guy, that there is a new commander who's been named to head Walter Reed. Tell us about him.
His name is Major General Eric Schoomaker. Right now, he's the commanding general of the U.S. Army Medical Research Command at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and he's going to take over this command immediately. Now, it's somewhat surprising because yesterday, Francis Harvey, the Army Secretary, who, of course, stepped down today, had announced that a fellow called Lieutenant General Kevin Kiley would be the interim head at Walter Reed Medical Center. Well, Kiley had come under fire from several of his colleagues who had worked with him back in 2004 when Kiley himself had run Walter Reed Hospital. And they say General Kiley knew about some of these problems at Walter Reed. And in fact, last week, when reporters asked him about this series of stories, he had essentially called the Washington Post series one-sided. So it seems clear that Secretary of Defense Gates didn't want Kiley running the facility in the interim.
So a general has now been fired. The Secretary of the Army has now stepped down. Is there more to come?
And also the president has devoted his weekly radio address to this, and he himself has announced an independent commission. The Senate Armed Services Committee is going to hold its own investigation. And then, of course, the Pentagon has its own independent investigation led by the former Secretary of the Army, Togo West. I think we can expect more senior military officers, perhaps senior civilians involved with this, to lose their jobs.
NPR Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz, thanks very much.
Thank you.